So mixed mornings this morning is out in the beautiful sunshine. Here we are just on the edge of Wellingarn City and we've decided to leave the studio. And what is before us? Well, it's called Chewing Greens. And with me is Lloyd Harrison. Good morning, Lloyd.
Morning, Paul.
Now, Lloyd, tell me, what is here? What have we got here in this beautiful field?
So you're standing in what we call a market garden. The market garden itself is 2 acres, and we grow essentially seasonal vegetables, so anything that you can grow in a UK climate, and we're providing them for the community through veg boxes, as well as we're based within the grounds of Chewingbury Farm, and so we also provide to their chefs at the Cowshed restaurant.
Now, here I can see there's rows of all sorts of different things. So can you talk a bit about some of the different crops you've got here?
Whatever you can grow in the UK climate is what we try to grow here. So we have blocks. I mean, for anyone who is a gardener will know about sort of the idea of rotation and different families of vegetables. So, for example, behind me, we've got the allium bed. So that's going to be things like onions and garlic. In front of us, we've got the brassica bed, so that's more leafy greens. So you've got your cabbages, your kales, Brussels sprouts. And then beyond that, we then go into our what's referred to as legumes. So that's your peas, your beans, broad beans. And then the final block, which is right at the far end of the garden, is our roots. So in that section, we put things like our beetroot, our carrots and our parsnips. And then we have got two large polytunnels, which we're just in the process of pulling out all the spring crops and we're replacing them with summer crops. So that's things like peppers and tomatoes.
And there's also a couple of fruit trees lying around as well?
Yeah, well, when we came and took over the field, part of, I think, the idea, there's things that are going to be long-term investment. So things like fruit trees, bushes, stuff like that. So one of the things I wanted to do when we start was line the garden with trees. So all the trees that you see around the boundary are Hertfordshire based fruit trees, apples, pears, plums, cherries, and the place that we're standing in now, we've espaliered some apple trees. And this is their, as I was saying, long-term thinking. So we're now in our fifth year. And we're just seeing that we'll probably get some crops, some fruit off them this year, which will be great because it's exciting to be able to share that with customers this year. We can have something, I don't know how much, but it will be nice just to share some sort of locally grown fruit with our veg box customers.
Now, of course, there's 2 acres here and it looks as if it's pretty developed over those 5 years. But what's the story behind this? How did you get to be running this market garden?
Well, yeah, I mean, I suppose that's an interesting one. To keep it relatively short, so my background is actually in software development. So I was in the city, I was working for a long time within that industry, and I think I just got to a point where I got a bit burnt out. I mean, it feels a common story that I'm hearing from a lot of people. I wasn't particularly happy and needed to make a change in my life. And so that was about seven years ago. And then I was looking for something that would be a bit more fulfilling for me. So I started to retrain into horticulture. I got a couple of places that had some kitchen gardens attached to them and got really involved in that. And then 6 years ago, I went and did a season at another farm up in Ware. And at the end of that season, I kind of came away, I guess, I sort of fell in love with the idea of the growing of the vegetables and the community, being with local people and being able to meet them and provide them. And so 5 years ago, I went searching for land, and fortunately, Chewingbury Farm had a sort of large plot that I could take. And then we just started. I look back and I think when the plot we're on now, which was just a field, it was just being used to graze sheep. If I think back now and I think about all the effort we put in, it seems madness to kind of be here. But now we're kind of getting into the swing of things and developing it, and people are getting to know us and love coming down. It sort of feels really worth it. And I wouldn't, you know, it's hard work here. particularly in this sun at the moment, very, very hard work, but I wouldn't change this for the world. I love being here. I love being outdoors. And yeah, and then also we've decided this year to take another leap on top of that. And so we brought my wife, Nicola, on board to work with me, which some people have said to me jokingly, you know, I could never work with my spouse. Most of the time we're at opposite ends of the field. So I think that helps massively. But no, it's great. She's getting involved in the business and she can see it growing and developing. And that's really exciting because as a family, we can sort of start to make this something even better than it already is.
And you say you were a software developer. Were there any transferable skills at all?
Yeah, I guess the biggest thing that I took away, I don't think I wasted any of that time there. I mean, there was aspects of it that I didn't enjoy, but transferable, definitely. I mean, we have to do a lot of tech now, like most people. So we're dealing with websites and various other aspects of it. And I'm obviously massively comfortable with all of that. So I can do all those side of it. I know there's other people we talk to who are still sort of a bit scared of that side of it or have to get someone else to do it. Well, I can deal with that. And also I was also within my sort of software. I did a lot of electronics as well, which has helped because, you know, there's stuff here with irrigation and various bits that I'm more than happy to sort of get involved and get my hands dirty with. So yeah, it certainly wasn't a wasted time. It just wasn't my path.
Okay, so how does it work? So where are your customers and how does all that sort of happen?
I suppose the business is broken down into two parts, really. Predominantly, we're a veg box business. So if you think of the bigger players like Able and Cole and Riverford, we're a smaller version of that. We are very seasonal, so our boxes will start around June and run roughly up until about Christmas, and then we sort of have to take a break. We're looking to improve that, although this year, because of this weather, we've been able to sell a lot more salad-y bits before the boxes, which has been great, just to bring in some extra income. So what people do is they go and they register on our website, and then every week I will send out an email and I will tell them what's in the box. It's seasonal, so it's curated by us. So you, from week to week, you get very different stuff. You know, I appreciate it's not for everyone because you have to be able to kind of, I guess, cook with what you're getting. So some weeks you might get celeriac, garlic, kale, you know, and then other weeks you might get tomatoes, cucumbers and salads. So you have to be adaptable. But actually the people that buy from us, they like that. And what they like most of all is they like the freshness and the taste. I mean, the biggest thing I get is people coming and saying, I can't believe that cucumber, it tastes like a cucumber should. So the veg boxes, we run them on a weekly basis. People will basically order them online, and then they will, at the moment, what they do is they come to the farm on a Thursday morning or a Saturday morning to pick them up. We are looking to offer a delivery, but at the moment I think our size, we struggle with that. But actually, you know, part of what we were building was this community side, so having people come and meet us and see how we're growing. And you know, we now, most of our customers have been with us for the last 3 or 4 years. And I suppose they're more friends now than customers. So the veg boxes is one side of the business, and that's something that we're looking to develop this year to do more because we see the demand is there. The other side is that we work very closely with the Cowshed restaurant at Chewenbury Farm. They've got a couple of great chefs there, and we basically will sell, they'll work with the produce that we've got. So they're kind of working with seasonal produce. So we, for example, today we've taken in about 4 or 5 kilos of curly kale, and they'll be mixing that, putting that through into their dishes. And we're just working on various menus with them throughout the year. So that's really exciting, very different type of relationship, but you know, it keeps everything sort of, I suppose, fun and sort of different.
It seems like on a Thursday and a Saturday, there's a bit of a community being built around here, with everyone coming along and seeing how all the crops are doing and what's developing and what isn't. If someone wanted to come along, the best thing they can do is to connect to the website. Is that the best way to do that?
Yes, I would say, so if you go to chewinggreens.co.uk, subscribe to our newsletter, and then every week you'll get a newsletter from us telling you a little bit about what we've been doing, but also a list of what we've got. And then you can then, you'll be then pointed to the online store where you can purchase a veg box. So there are people who will just turn up ad hocly on a Thursday and a Saturday, because when we're harvesting, I do always harvest extra. So if you want to take a chance and turn up, then you're more than welcome to. 9 times out of 10, we will have extras like salads and spring onions and stuff like that, particularly when we come into the main part of the season where we have an abundance of things. At the moment, I've got more rhubarb than I know what to do with. But there, so you can turn up ad hocly, but ideally, if you go through the website, you can then order, and then, because we pick everything the morning of your pickup, so everything's super fresh, and then you come and get the boxes, have a chat if you want, have a wander around, see what we're doing, and then that's the best way, is to go to the website and then sign up to that newsletter.
It looks to me like the biggest allotment I've ever seen in my life, and it looks quite sort of scary. But do you have any plans to go further?
Yeah, I mean, every year I sort of think I should probably stop and not go any bigger. But then there's something I think it's the energy I get from this place, the energy I get from the community, from the customers. And the demand, you know, we are seeing a demand, people wanting local, seasonal, chemical free. I should add that we aren't certified organic, but we grow organically. So there's no chemicals that touch anything here. So that's a big thing for us. And we're seeing a demand for that. And we want to be able to, keep up with that demand. And at the moment, you know, we have to, it breaks my heart when I have to say that I can't offer someone a box, because we just don't have the capacity. So to answer your question, this year we've taken over the field next to us, which takes us into the 2 acres. Unfortunately, because of the dry weather, it hasn't gone quite to plan. We need a bit of rain to get us going. But if that goes well, then that will be full come June, July with winter crops, because the big thing for us is getting us through the winter. You know, in the UK there aren't a huge amount of crops that will grow through the winter, so we just want to make sure we've got enough in the ground to kind of keep us going, so the veg boxes can keep going as long as possible. But yeah, I don't know, I mean, come back next year, I might be taking on another field, I don't know.
Okay, well Lloyd, let's just give us that website address again once more.
It's chewinggreens.co.uk. That's chewing as in the place, and then greens as in the colour.co.uk.
Well, Lloyd, I wish you the very best success. And on such a beautiful day like today, I'm sure that your crops are going to do very well. So thank you very much indeed for joining us on Mixed Mornings.
Thank you, Paul.